Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning and welcome to each one that's here. Good to see all old friends and current people here. Glad to have all of you here this morning. It was good to, it's such a beautiful time of year. It's good to come together on a beautiful day. I was talking to one of my little younger grandsons this morning. Told him when I was his age, we visited Seymour, and we met in this little shed down the road. That's the picture of it is in the back in the entry room right now. It was on Jones Gingrich's place, just a little wooden shed, and we had sawdust on the floor, and it was, I thought, a good place to be because of how unusual it was, I think. But today we're together in a conventional way, and it's good this way also. But I have to think of how many seeds have brought fruit in so many different ways. In the parable of the sower, we were talking about that earlier this week, and there's different kinds of soil. There doesn't say what kind of seed was sown, but there's different kinds of soil and there's different environments, and some of it brought fruit and some of it didn't. Some of it was consumed, some of it choked out, and some of it was actually reproduced. And somebody gave the thought that, you know, we focus many times on the soil and the seed that is grown, but another layer of that piece is the sower. He was indiscriminate in where he sowed. He sowed along the wayside, he sowed in the thorns, he sowed on good ground, sowed stony places, sowed all of that. And so another layer to that parable is what Jesus shared in Matthew 20, where he talks about the workers in the vineyard, where he labored sometimes all day, sometimes half a day, sometimes a part of a day, and sometimes 1 hour. But all of them labored, and all of them were given time at the end of the day to receive their wages, and all of them got the same. You know, God probably does math in a little different way than what we do, and he values different things, but I value that seed and the value of that idea of faithfulness that is that brings, that it comes to. So today I've asked John and Rose and their family to sing for us here. And sometimes when I get lonesome for them, we recorded some music on our iPad, and I can watch them sing, and they enjoy singing as a family. And I remember when our family was small that we wanted them to enjoy good music, and so we spent a little time with that, and we got as good a system as I could afford. And we had good music, mostly from Maranatha Bible School and some other places. It's much more is available now, but Dan Schrock and John Koblenz were directors, and we enjoyed those singing, and that was just one more part of a seed, and some more seed that was growing. And I've learned so much from John, actually, in appreciating music, even though I think he learned some from his mother and myself. And so it's just been a blessing to me, and I'd like to share that blessing with you. this morning. So they have a song that they've got ready that they would want to sing for us here. So let's give them their time, our attention at this time.
Well, I hope you're not getting too strong a dose of the Miller clan here this morning. It's hard to come up to after too flowery of an introduction. It's hard to top that, you know. I have to think of having family night, though, when we were growing up here. It wasn't something I dreaded, but it certainly wasn't something I looked forward to. And I remember one event, we sang a song that was one of Dad's favorites. It was "The Sands of Time Are Sinking." It is hard for me to actually say that because he always had lots of other words that he would put in that song. And you just think about the potential for that one. And also, the reason I remember that is I think I was 15 or 16, and he thought it would be nice if I would say one of the verses. It was the verse, "The bride eyes not her garment, but heard her bridegroom's face." So I remember that song every time. This is a song that our church has learned recently. I would consider it to be a modern hymn that I think will endure. The text is by Margaret Becker, and the music is by Keith Getty. It's written in 2001. It's called "Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer." And we like singing it.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. Jesus, guide me through the tempest. Keep my spirit stayed and sure. When the midnight meets the morning, let me love you even more. May this journey
Thank you for sharing that. That has been a blessing to me, and I think it's true that it will be a song that will outlive the author by a long ways and be a blessing to many. It's one that catches you wherever you are in life. And it can be a blessing there. All right, let's stand for prayer, and Steve over.